Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the back in the pool. I got women in my house. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, sliding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round. Yeah, and that's how kids get down. I got homeboys cooking barbecue on the grill. They're hanging out in the gym next to the pool. I got homeboys lifting weights and getting buffed. Cause that's how we do. I like to be around a lot of women. I got women, cause that's how I get down. Cooking dinners at night. And I'm feeding everybody that comes around. I'm cheap money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl, come on now. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory Stories Talk Radio Show. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And today, we're talking about the NBA. Now, this is round two of the NBA. So we have the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference, and they're playing against the Philadelphia 76ers. And what's that series like right now, DJ? Is it 1-1, is it 2-0, or is it 3-0? What's the series between Miami and Philadelphia?
Miami leads that series 2-0.
2-0, all right. They play again tonight or within the next couple of days. Today's Friday, so they play Saturday or Sunday, maybe.
They play tonight.
Oh, okay. So they play game number 3 tonight. All right. And then we got the Boston Celtics playing the Milwaukee Bucks. And what's that series like right now, DJ?
They're tied 1-1.
Oh, they're tied 1-1. Do they play game number 3 tonight?
They play tomorrow.
Eastern Conference. Oh, they're playing tomorrow. All right. So it's 1-1 going into tomorrow's game. All right. So let's talk about the Western Conference. Let's talk about the Phoenix Suns. And they're playing the Dallas Mavericks. What's that series like right now, DJ?
Phoenix leads that series 2-0.
2-0 for the Phoenix Suns. And they play game 3 when? Tomorrow night?
They play tonight.
Oh, they play game 3 tonight. All right. And then we have the Memphis Grizzlies playing the Golden State Warriors. So what's that series like right now, DJ?
That series is tied 1-1.
All right, and they play game number 3 tomorrow night? Or
tomorrow night, that is correct.
Tomorrow night, all right. So we got 1-1, and then we got 2-0 in the Western Conference, and they'll be playing game 3 tomorrow night, or tonight and tomorrow night, they'll be playing game 3. In both conferences, in the Western Conference and in the Eastern Conference. So that's NBA basketball right now. That's how it stands. Everybody in the East is playing for the number one spot in the East, and the teams in the West are playing for the number one spot in the West. And the number one spot in the West will play the number one team in the East. And together they will play for the national championship, the world championship, the NBA World Championship trophy. That's right. They will be the world champion. So we want to pay close attention to what's going on with the NBA because this is the time where the winners are produced. So we got to pay attention. The next 2 weeks, they'll be crowned or playing the best of 7 for the world championship. All right, then. Well, I think that's it for the NBA. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Let's play What did you say, DJ?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. We can play candy because we want everybody to get some candy. And that's my favorite song from San Francisco. Let's talk about candy. Do, 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 do. Candy. We're talking about candy. Yeah.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
we have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody around the world can hear what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story Talk Radio Show. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. And now we're talking about Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision that was made in 1953 or around that time, when they made it legal to have for women to have abortions. Because before then, it was illegal for women to have abortions. But they had a court case where a woman took it to court and decided that she wanted to have the right to have an abortion because she felt it was her body and it was her right to have an abortion if she didn't want to carry the baby. And they had several reasons why women didn't want to carry their babies full term. If they had gotten attacked by incest, if they had gotten pregnant by their fathers or their brothers or their cousins or something, they didn't want to carry the baby because that was incest. And they thought that the babies would come out retarded or with mental deficiencies. So they didn't want to carry the baby. Or if they got raped by somebody that jumped on them when they were out in the community, or a burglar that had broken into their house and attacked them and they became pregnant. Well, they felt like they didn't want to bear the baby of the burglar that had attacked them and made them pregnant. So they wanted to be able to abort the baby. Or if they had somebody to, what was the other situation? There was a situation, wow, let me think of the other situations. It was 4 situations that I was familiar with that we were saying the reasons why women would, if the woman would have died, if the woman's health was in jeopardy, then she could have an abortion. And she could abort the baby to save her life. So that's 3 of the reasons that a woman could have an abortion. And the 4th reason was something, what was the reason? The 4th reason was if they were attacked by a foreigner, like a burglar in their house or something, or if they're incest in the family, or if they just didn't want to carry the baby, they couldn't afford the baby, then they would have an abortion. And another reason, if it dealt with their health. So I guess that's 4 reasons that a woman would want to have the right to terminate the pregnancy. And at first, it was illegal for a woman to want to abort her baby, because they said, a lot of people believe, that at the point of conception, the baby is a living being, and if you killed the baby, That was considered murder. So, let me hear what you think about that, public. Women, what do you think about the right of them allowing you to have abortions if you don't want to carry the baby full term? Or men, what do you think about the right of a woman being able to abort your child if she doesn't want to carry your child full term? So that's what we're talking about today on Roe versus Wade, which was the Supreme Court decision that decided that the woman had the right to decide what she wanted to do with her body, because it was her life and her body that she was concerned with. So, if you have a comment or a question, you need to call me at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're talking about the right for women to maintain the right to abort their babies. Now, the decision has been put up for discussion now because they're starting to think twice about the situation. They're starting to think that the Supreme Court was wrong when they made that decision, because they believe that if a woman is pregnant at the point of conception, that baby is a human life. And they don't believe that the women should have the right to kill the baby, because that would be considered murder. And if a woman considers murder, then she should pay the price. She should go to jail for killing her baby. And the discussion has been, does the woman have the right to terminate her pregnancy, even though it's her body? But a lot of people, a lot of men, and a lot of women have decided that women that terminate their babies should go to jail for murder, because termination of a pregnancy is a murder. And the baby, once it's conceived, it's considered to be a human being, and it's alive, and it deserves the right to live. And they shouldn't have to terminate the baby because they got pregnant. And they're saying that if a woman gets pregnant and it's not her choice to get pregnant, like if she's raped or somebody else attacks her and sexually abuses her and she becomes pregnant, then she has the right to terminate the pregnancy. But there are a lot of people that say that once the baby is conceived, it has the right to live, and that they shouldn't terminate the baby. So that's what the decision, the conversation is now, whether women have the right to terminate their babies, and if terminating the baby is considered murder. And that's what we're talking about today on talk radio. So if you have a conversation, if you have a comment, you can call me at 563-999-3560. And we can talk about the woman's rights, because they changed it and they made it the woman's right to decide if she wants to keep the baby or not. But they're having another discussion in the Supreme Court, and they're saying that abortion was never considered in the United States Constitution. So they're starting to rethink the fact that women shouldn't have the right to terminate their babies if they get pregnant. So that's what the discussion is now. And at the end of June, they will make a final decision on the paper, the 98-page paper that a judge wrote in his position of deciding that a woman shouldn't have a right to abort her baby, that it shouldn't be her decision, that it should be up to the fact that the baby is a living creature and it should be allowed to live. So that's what the conversation is today. That's what we're talking about. So if you have a comment about what we're talking about the woman's right to abort their baby, then give us a call at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And let's hear about your comments. We have the world listening for a decision that's getting ready to be reversed. And if that gets reversed in June, then all of a sudden, all of the hospitals and the clinics that perform abortions, all of the people working in those clinics will go to jail. It will be illegal to commit murder on a fetus that is alive and breathing inside the womb of a woman. So that's what the discussion is now. The Judge Ito wrote a 98-page paper talking about the woman's rights. That really, should she have the right to terminate her baby if she gets pregnant? Do she have the right to terminate the life of a baby? Because some people believe that the baby is a human being, and the point of conception is when the baby is actually alive and breathing and is no longer just a sperm cycle in the womb. It's a living creature, and the woman has the right to terminate the pregnancy. Or she doesn't have the right to terminate a living being inside of her body. So that's what we're talking about today on talk radio. That's what we're talking about. Does the woman have the right to abort her baby? Or do they need to repeal the act that said that it was illegal? It's legal for women to abort their babies. So now they're starting to reconsider that decision that was made in 1953 with Roe versus Wade. That was a Supreme Court decision that was changed in 1953. So now they're putting it up for consideration again with Judge Ito and the 98-page discussion that he wrote to discuss the possibility of changing the law and the rules that concern abortion with females. So, if you have a comment or a question, you can call me. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting talk radio, and I'm listening to the conversation as people are talking about this issue all around the world. So, the decision that we make in the United States will affect all of the states in the Union, because all of them have decided. They took the ruling from the Supreme Court, Roe versus Wade, and they made it a national policy that women have the right to an abortion if they decide they don't want to bear the baby. They don't want to carry the baby to full term. So they have the right to terminate the baby But now we have a judge that's coming up with a different precedent, and he's putting it up for question, and the Supreme Court will decide again on the question. And this will happen at the end of June 2022, where they decide if they're going to go ahead with the proceeding as they are written now, or if they're going to change the precedent and change the law behind women having abortion. That's what we're talking about today on talk radio. So if you have a comment or question that you want to talk about, now is the time. Because the world is listening. Now is the time to state your opinion and to understand that next month, the end of the month, they will be deciding if they want to continue the precedent as it is, or if they want to change the law and make it illegal for women to have abortion. And that means everybody that proceeds in the abortion procedure will go to jail. And all the doctors and the nurses that work behind the clinics that perform the abortion will go to jail. So what is the decision of the people? We need to vote on this, and we need to put it out so that people can talk about it instead of leading it up to the three men in the 12 judges in the Supreme Court. We don't want to lead it up to their discretion, as they're the 12 that changed the decision in the first place and made it so that it was legal for women to have abortion. But now they're reviewing the precedent, and they're trying to decide if that was a good ruling or if they believe that women shouldn't be aborting human beings, because the babies are human. Once they get to a certain stage in the embryo development, they're considered human. And that's when the whole situation turns around, because suddenly the judges are approving the death of the baby. So now we're talking about it. All right, well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to wait on the callers to call us and make a comment or ask a question about what's going on with Roe versus Wade, that Supreme Court decision that made abortions legal. So we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Thank you.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Bunny, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories Talk Radio Show. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody around the world can hear the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So, welcome, everybody, to Talk Radio. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio. All right. Well, we've been talking about the abortion issue, Roe versus Wade, which was the abortion issue that was passed in the Supreme Court in 1953, which gave the women the right to have abortion. Before then, it was considered illegal for a woman to have an abortion. So now they've changed the law, and they've made it legal for women to have the abortion. But now one of the judges on the Supreme Court has researched it and found out that abortions weren't mentioned in the Constitution of the United States. So they're saying, hey, maybe they need to reconsider the law as they passed it in 1953. Now they need to discuss whether abortion is legal or if abortion is illegal for women to maintain the right to terminate a baby. If the baby is alive and is kicking and it has been in the body for at least 3 weeks, I think is the time of, they say, conception. If the baby is born and it's in the body for 3 weeks, then if you kill the baby after 3 weeks, it's considered termination. It's considered murder. So now the decision is, do they want to re-evaluate the decision that they changed in 1953 to a new decision? Or are they just going to reenact the old decision and they're going to allow women to make that decision on their own, make it up to their own personal judgment whether they are going to abort the babies that they're carrying in their body? Because the woman has the right to either carry the baby or decline carrying the baby. So the decision should be up to the women. I think it's a woman's choice to decide that she wants to carry a baby. I don't know, though. I don't have any babies, so I don't have that. I haven't had a woman of mine make that decision. But it's an interesting concept. Because I wonder what the fathers think about the women that are aborting their babies. If the man has done the time to impregnate the woman, I think he wants to have a baby. So it shouldn't be the woman's right to determine that she's not having the baby. So that's the decision that needs to be considered among the family, among the wife and the husband, or the boyfriend and the girlfriend, or the church and attendees of the church. So we don't know. It's up to somebody to make the decision. And with Judge Ito writing a new paperwork, 98 pages for a new discussion whether women should continue to have the right to abort their children. It's a new situation that should be talked about. And we need to consider, men need to consider the fact, if they want women to have the power to be able to abort babies that they've impregnated women with. So that's a question that needs to be talked about. We need to discuss that issue and put it on the table for everybody to have a say-so one way or the other, because it's not just up to the women. They didn't get pregnant by themselves. They were engaged in course with the man, and that's what generated the baby. So we need to decide on what we want to do. If we want to allow the woman to make the decision, or if we want to leave it up to the man and the wife to make the decision. That's the question at hand. Now, we want to know. Okay, well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut the show down. It's been a pleasure talking about Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision that was made in 1953, which gave women the right to say yes, they wanted to abort the babies that they were carrying in their womb. And it became a legal possibility all around the United States. Every state said it was legal for women to be able to terminate the babies if they chose to do so. And it's no longer illegal for women to kill their babies. So that's talk radio. That's the discussion that we had for the last 3 days on Tuesday, on Thursday. And on Friday, we talked about that. So we had the people that called in and made comments about what they thought about the ruling being changed. And now in June, we'll find out if the Supreme Court changes the decision. And we'll all have to live with the new decision that's coming out in June of 2022. So I'll say that's the end of the discussion for today. So we'll be back on the radio on Monday with a new conversation. So tune in to the show, to Talk Radio, Gregory Stories. And I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Talk Radio worldwide. Let everybody hear what we're talking about. All right, DJ Papa D, let's shut it down. I guess we can play a song before we get out of here. How about play Old School Flow as we leave the possibility of the women that are having abortion. Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, kick five all day. I'm G Money, number one on the mic.
Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm G Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerf. I'm G Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing Ready or Not. All my lyrics big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double dates with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shining like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Faire. Girls in my neighborhood, French braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on a microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody, heard me? Yep, it's time to shut it down until Monday when we come back on the radio at 3 o'clock. Have a good weekend, everybody. Watch the football games for the USFL and watch the NBA basketball playoffs that are playing this week. It's round 2, and we're trying to see who's going to be the contenders for the Eastern Conference and from the Western Conference championship game. So, now it's time for to give the acknowledgments for the birthdays that are happening today on May 6th, May 6th, 2022. So DJ Papa D, do we have birthdays today that we need to shout out?
We do. Yes, we do. We have a couple of birthdays for May 6, 2022. Julius Brown has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Julius. Tonisha Lowe is 39 years old today. Miss J. Mesha is 23 years old today. Yamale Pamplin is 31 years old today. Nicole Hidden Pearl Jackson is 47 years old today. James Tucker is 71 years old today. Happy birthday, James. Happy birthday to Kimberly Peters. Happy birthday to Shahid Mohammed, who is 51 years old today. Also, happy birthday to Nicholas Higgins, who is 27 years old today. Robert Jordan is 49 years old today. Happy birthday to Walter L. Taylor, Jr., and to Deborah Allen, and to George McIntyre, Sr. Rebecca Severe is 30 years old today. Sharon Twin Denson has a birthday today. Tamron Ward is 28 years old today. And last but not least, Stephen Skipwith has a birthday today. Happy birthday to everyone on May 6, 2022.
Happy birthday to all the birthday people today, because today is your special day. So may God bring you the grace and glory that he blesses everybody with that is alive and kicking on this planet we call Earth. May everybody wish, get the best wishes from their friends and family so they can continue their life of living in gracious loveliness on this planet. I am G Money, and I'm wishing you happy birthday to all of my fraternity brothers, all of my sorority sisters, all of the fraternity guys, and all the sorority girls, and all the GDI, you goddamn individuals. Boy, I'm telling you, you guys ain't worth a darn. Anyway, I'm G-Money, and I'm wishing everybody the best of days. And today is your special day, so I hope you get some tonight. Tell your loved ones that it's your special birthday, and you needed to be treated with the utmost respect today, because today is your special day. All right, and I'm going to sing you happy birthday as my greetings and my present to you from G Money, the Pimp Comic. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. All right. Happy birthday to all of you that are celebrating your birthday today on May 6, 2022. And I hope you get some tonight. But it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right. I'm looking forward to getting my share of those good things you're getting. So save me a little bit. Don't use it all up. Save some for G Money for the next go round. Because I'm here and I'm waiting. All right. Well, have a good day. And now it's time for us to pray so that we can get rid of this virus. And we can get rid of the war in Russia and in the Ukraine. And we can stop people from coming to the U.S. of A. Because they're just taking up spots. So let's stop them invading into the U.S. of A. So let us pray.
Today is a celebration to celebrate the life of our mother. At the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world. So she finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she was on the Queen's Court. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
So she graduated from the university and she moved to Los Angeles where she met my father. And in 1955, they got married. And in 56, she had her first baby. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me. And I'm my mother's first and oldest child. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
My mother was there all the time. And when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions, and my mother would be hollering, "Run, baby, run!" And my mother sewed an outfit for me. She made a jacket, and she made pants. Maybe 10th grade when she made that. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, Mama was very creative and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine. And then she transferred to the IRS and she became a CPA. She was married for 58 years.
She raised four hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble.
We love our mother, and we care about our mother. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
The thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. She even pushed us when we didn't want to do stuff. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
She got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her. Because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do. And she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved.
She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like, anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom is right there with it. Mom, how can we get this? Yeah.
Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and bought me the money to pay my DJ. I appreciate it, and I love you. And I love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. We love you.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama. Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us
from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Welcome to another episode of Storytime with G Money. In December of 1957, Willie and Helen gave birth to their first son, Gregory. Little did they know, their innocent baby boy would lead an extraordinary life. Took it from the mean streets of South Central Los Angeles to the Louvre in Paris, France, and from stomping the yard with his fraternity brothers in Northern California to living in a homeless camp in Las Vegas. This is his story, the story of Gregory's life, told in his own words and in the words of those who rolled with him and lived to tell their tale. And in the words of Gregory G. Money Girard himself,
I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Episode 2. Thank you, Mama. In today's episode, we get a little more insight into the mind of young Gregory as we listen to him and his brothers reminisce about their mother, Helen Girard. Enjoy.
My mother was born in 1931 during the Depression, and she lived with her mother, and she never knew her father. So she lived wherever her mother was working, because her mother was a maid in people's houses, and they lived wherever her mother was working. And at the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world, except she had cousins that she ended up going and living with. So she finished school. She finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and she was on the Queen's Court during the homecoming of her senior year. She was a princess on the homecoming court. So she was a very beautiful lady, and they recognized it at the university. So she left, she graduated from the university, and she moved to Los Angeles, where she met my father, Willie, and in 1955 they got married. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Gregory Girard, and I'm my mother's first and oldest child. But my mother's had three other boys since then, and she had another girl, but her girl didn't make it. My mother was there all the time, and when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions, and my mother would be hollering, "Run, baby, run, run, baby," like I was slow. And my mother sewed outfit for me. She made a jacket and she made pants. I was about maybe 10th grade. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit.
She made clothes for, just one quick point, she must have made clothes for all her kids then, and she made clothes for you. So that means she made clothes for all of them.
She did.
She made clothes
for everybody. Randy had a suit. Donald had a suit.
I had a suit.
And
she was making all of our clothes back then, because I remember she made, because I think that year, 73, okay, I was in the seventh grade. The next year, I know she made my graduation suit with a bow tie, big old bow tie back in those days. So
that's right.
I know. And if she made my graduation suit, she must have made your graduation suit, Gregory, in 1972. And then she probably, you know, she made clothes for all of us. So.
Yeah, because I know she made plenty of suits for me. I got many pictures of suits that you know.
Yeah, Mama was very creative, and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine.
You know, we have an amazing mother. You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing. She's had so many accomplishments, from her college degree from Langston University to moving to L.A. and all the accomplishments.
After her mom died, then to go ahead and be married and stay married, you know, people don't even do that. And then, man.
Married to dad for how many years? 50?
Man,
50,
I'm 60. She was married for 58 years.
And then when dad's buying property, the first house that dad had was, you know, they lived in over there off of what, La Brea and Hauser or something like that. And then when they moved to the house in L.A., still hadn't used his army, his military benefits. So mom worked it out for him to use that and keep property. Yeah, mom knew how to do manipulate and work situations that dad wasn't even paying attention to.
Right. And then she transferred to the IRS, and she became a CPA for the IRS.
You know, and those are just some of her later accomplishments. She raised four hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble.
She was the president of a whole region in Jack and Jill of America. She made all the programs for my football games from high school and from at the park. She made all the programs for all of that stuff. She used to make all kind of programs for the Golden Tees organization she was part of.
Her golf
she was
organization.
Golfing.
Right. She was a founding member of the golf club, the Women's Golf Club in the city of Carson.
She used to put on tournaments and win first and second place all the time. Did you know that?
She would come to Vegas and bowl in the sweepstakes. And she would win all the money in the sweepstakes. Yeah,
they must have traveled.
I used to
go to
the Orleans to see her bowl.
They must have traveled the whole country for mom to bowl. I was looking at some of those pictures, man. They were in Niagara Falls. They were in Florida. They were in Texas. They were everywhere, man. They were in North Carolina. They were everywhere for mom bowling. All those pictures of her on bowling teams. With different people, you know what I mean? With all these ladies, like, who is this woman? And mom is on there smiling, bowl with that bowling ball and her bowling shirt, with all her
matches. Mom was my den mother for the Cub Scouts. She was always there for us. You know, especially watching this before you were even around. It was just Gregory and Randy and I, and we were just, you know, she used to take us everywhere. All summer long, we just rolled with Mom. We went to parks and museums and
symphony.
Man,
I went to a
like
couple of plays.
Everywhere.
And I went to Broadway plays and the Greek theater. And, yeah, I went to all kind of places with Mom. She didn't stop. Yeah,
I used to go to a lot of plays with her.
Yeah,
Mama was in the Golden... The Green Mile. Yeah, she was in the first scene with all the seniors in the Green Mile. Yes,
watching
that's
TV.
Right.
Mom was in a lot of little extra places. She was always going to Hollywood. She wanted to have us learn instruments, you know, how to play instruments. She had, come to the house.
Piano, and Donald was playing guitar.
Yeah,
trying to get her musically inclined.
I just want to tell you a real short story. You know, I was younger. I was maybe 10 or 11 years old, and I was with my younger brother, and my mom and dad had gone to visit one of their friends that lived in Baldwin Hills in Ladera Heights, and that's off of Lawson and Overhill in the high rent district, we call it. It's Ladera Heights. So we had gone to visit some friends, and my daddy got drunk. And when we got ready to go home, my daddy wouldn't let my mama drive. He said, "I can drive. I'm okay." And my mother was like, "No, you've been drinking. So you let me drive, or we're walking." And he said, "Well, I'm not letting you drive. This is my car, and I'm driving." So my mother got out the car. She opened the back door and said, "All right, fellas, out of the car." And we had just got all tucked in. We had a blanket, and we had wrapped it around ourselves, and we had got nice and warm in the car. And my mother said, "All right, everybody out." And we're like, "What? We're getting out?" I'm like, "Come on, Daddy, let Mama drive." And then he's like, "Nope, I'm not letting her drive. This is my car." And so we said, "Oh, well." And so my mother's like, "Come on, get out the car, get out." So we all get out the car, and my daddy tries to play sympathy games with me. He's like, "Come on, Gregory, ride with me." And I'm like, "No." Mama's like, "No, you're not riding with him. You're walking with us." And I'm like, "Man, come on, Dad, let Mom drive. Because I'm cold and I'm sleepy and, you know, everybody had gotten in the car and we had gotten all warm. And then all of a sudden we had to get out the car and it was cold outside." And so my daddy rolled off. He drove home and left us out on the street. And so we ended up having to walk home from Ladera Heights. And we got to Ladera Avenue. And we had to walk down Swanson Avenue all the way to our house. And we lived on 65th and Western. So we had to walk all the way down Swanson, which was about 10 miles, at least it seemed like that. It must have been about maybe 6 miles, actually. But we walked, and we walked all the way down Swanson, down the main street. And, you know, I was kind of tough. So I was walking around people, you know, and my mother was like, "Get over here. I want you to stay close to the family." So my brothers was walking close to my mother, and I was walking all on the side, on the street side. I was walking by myself like I was a big kid. And I walked all the way down the street, and we walked all the way till we got to Van Ness. And then we walked up Van Ness, and then we turned on 65th Way, and we walked all the way down 65th Place to our house. And we got in the house, and my daddy was in the house, and he had gone to bed. So he was laying up in bed sleeping when we got to the house. And my mother was mad, but she didn't say anything. She ended up going to bed, and she put us in bed. That's the end of our story. When I was in the sixth grade, I was getting ready to go to my little league game, and I was getting ready to pitch against the second best team in the league. We were tied with them for second place, and so I was going to go and pitch against them so that we could move up in the standings. So my mother took me out to the front yard of my house, and from driveway to driveway was the distance of the pitching mound. That was about 60 feet. So took me out there, and I was dressed in my baseball uniform, and I was ready to go to the game, and she got my catcher's glove, and she said, well, let's play catch, and I can get you loose before you play. And I said, okay. So I threw the ball, and we played catch, because my mother was an athlete. She played softball in high school, and she was a talented athlete in college, so she could handle the baseball. And I threw the ball, and we played catch for about 20 throws. And then she squatted down like a catcher, and she said, okay, let me see you hit the glove. And I was like, what? And she's like, pretend I'm your catcher, Daryl, and you throw me the ball like you're going to throw it in the game tonight. So I said, okay. And I wound up, threw the ball kind of light to her. And she says, no, throw it like you're going to throw it in the game. And I'm like, you want me to throw it fast like that? But you're a girl. You can't catch a fastball. And she said, pretend I'm Daryl, your catcher, and throw me the ball. And I said, okay. And I wound up, and I threw another pitch to her. And she said, I told you to put some stank on the ball. Throw with some heat. I want to hear you. I want to see you make this glove pop. And I said, okay. And the next pitch, I wound up and I fired the ball in. And it hit the glove, and she said, ow. And she threw the glove up in the air. And I said, I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean to throw it that hard. And she was like, it's all right. That ball popped. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. You put heat on your throw like that. That's how I want you to pitch tonight. I want you to throw the ball like that every pitch. And I was like, okay. She was shaking her hand, and she put the glove back on, and she said, all right, let's throw the ball. And I fired it in for about 20 more pitches. And then I said, all right, let me see, show you my curveball. And I threw the curveball, and it broke about 4 feet. And she said, my God, you got an excellent curveball. And I'm like, Mama, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Talk about Mom all day. My last comment is that the thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself. And I just really appreciated that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. Even when we didn't want to do stuff, she got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her, because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do, and she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved. And as long as I was willing, she was really willing to do that.
Mom was even, like, willing to sell tickets for you for your parties. Like, think about that. Like, wow. She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like, anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom was right there with it. You know, like, Mom, I need, Mom, how can we get this?
Yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and bought me the money to pay my DJ, so everything went off smoothly. So we want to say thank you, Mama. I appreciate it, and I love you, and I love you very much.
And there you have it. You know, there's so many ways in which we can break down these stories that G-Money has told about his dad, but what I think we can really get is that he has a very, very deep affection for his father, and his father has influenced his thought, his understanding, and his ways about being in the world. So before we go, here's a little preview of the next episode of Storytime with G-Money. Thank you, and have a great day.
I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And he would dive in the pool right after us, and he would be swimming around in the pool, and he would put his head in the water to see where you were. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you.
This has been Storytime with G-Money, a publication of Gerard Media, LLC. Please visit Storytime with G-Money on Patreon to support our efforts and to continue bringing you the stories and other content from the Storytime Archives. I'm your host, Donald Gerard. Thank you for joining us, and I'll see you next time.
Listening to Gregory's story.
Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.